root blows to the ground. Call Jambil, call Jambil, call Jambil. If your ceiling's sagging down or your root goes to the ground, call Jambil, call Jambil, call Jambil. Honey, call Jambil.
This season, when you trade in your old tangled up Christmas lights at the Home Depot, you'll get up to $5 off a brand new string of holiday LEDs. They'll burn even brighter and use up to 80% less energy. So to find a lower energy bill under the Christmas tree this year, just bring in your old lights, working or not, for up to $5 off a new string of LEDs. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 13th, U.S. only, limit 5 per customer. See store for details.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Corvette lovers, earn entries today for your chance to win a brand new 2012 Corvette from Casino Queen. Every Friday night from 7 to 9, two winners will be selected every 30 minutes for key drawings. Grand prize drawing November 11th for a 2012 Corvette provided by Jack Schmidt Chevrolet. Put the pedal to the metal and start earning entries today for your brand new 2012 Corvette only at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The difference is in the details. Try out the D-Series lineup of skid steers, track loaders, and mini excavators at John Deere and Herb Equipment. John Deere D-Series compact equipment comes with many customer-inspired improvements, like a quieter ride, more spacious cabs, and an industry-exclusive cooling system. John Deere and Herb Equipment are committed to you, the customer, now and in the future. For more, go to Herb, that's E-R-B, equipment.com. Now's the time to make the change to John Deere and Herb Equipment.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hail. Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hail. You better come inside, let me teach you how to jive and whale.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 5:16 at the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Bill Cleveland. Great to have you along. We have determined it's Friday, right?
Friday,
today,
yes.
Today is Friday. Friday. Okay, just wanted to make sure. Been here a few times this week. Let's do a little round of introductions. What do you say? And then we'll have some trivia with a special guest host today. Spinning the hits, running the control board, everybody. Give it up for my buddy, Eon the Peon.
Hi, Bill. Happy Friday, everyone.
Thank you.
Tina Dalpiez is here. Hello, Tina.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, Bill. It's a pleasure. All pleasure right. to be here.
Okay.
And go to our Facebook page, Henry's Humans on Facebook.
Couldn't quite get through a whole show. He almost made it. Almost made it without the plug. All right. Well, you folks have been anxiously awaiting this. I've been very excited all day. Almost couldn't sleep last night.
And the reason we're doing this is because I am hosting a trivia night next Saturday, the 12th, at the Heights in Richmond Heights.
That's a nice place. Is that their community center?
Yes, it is.
Right?
Nice.
That's a really nice place.
I went to the trivia night last year and played in it. This year I'll be asking the questions. And it's a little more expensive. It's $30 a person, but that includes beer, wine, and food from Pickleman's Gourmet Cafe and Chipotle Mexican Grill. So you don't, I mean, you can bring some food, but they're going to have food and beer and wine.
That's not bad at all. You know, these trivia nights are great. And somebody asked me the other day, why isn't that kind of like burned out? Why do people still like to go to trivia night? And it's a cheap night out. Most of these are between 15 and 30 bucks a person. And a lot of them, it's alcohol is provided or drinks are provided. You get to hang out with your friends. It's a nice time. It's a good time.
It's weird, though. Like 15 years ago,
there were no trivia nights. And so who was the first one to say, you know what, we should do a thing where everybody gets a team together. And it's weird how something like that starts and just takes off.
If you want to get a team that's eight players per table.
We kind of stepped on
The doors open at 6:15. Trivia starts at 7, and it's for the Family Resource Center. And they are a leader in reducing child abuse and child neglect. And the more information is Family Resource Center, Missouri. So it's FRCMO.org. FRCMO.org. Family Resource Center, Missouri.org. And that's where you can get all the information about the trivia night.
All right. And for reasons I can't really explain on the air, I went and saw how many trivia nights there are in St. Louis tomorrow night. Take a guess. How many trivia nights around the St. Louis area?
18.
Nope.
55.
32 trivia nights around St. Louis. That is incredible.
That's awesome.
It's incredible. So, all right, so how are we going to do this? Are we just doing this amongst
Are we going to do this?
I don't know. Are we going to have
call
somebody
in
play?
And say if they agree or disagree?
Are we doing Who Do You Trust again?
Yeah.
I think we should keep
that
up.
We'll do that. All right, so here are the numbers. Who do you trust? 314. You're not going to sing at the trivia night, are you? In between.
Oh, sure, probably.
You should.
Sing the questions. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. It works like this. You call in. Tina today will be asking the trivia questions. Myself, Eon, the Peon, and Dan Strauss will all give an answer. And then you can say, I trust Bill, Dan, or Peon. Or you can say, I don't trust any of you idiots. And that's actually, don't call us idiots. And there you go. That's how it works. And you get three of them right, and you'll be a big winner. All right. So Dan will take some of the calls here. And now, do we have a particular categories or just odds and ends?
I made up
some
things.
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll go with that.
And I told you about that one category I wanted to do. I thought doctors, so I have a bunch of doctors. But the first one I'm going to ask is...
wait, hang on. Don't
I'm not going to ask it yet, but it's a couple of these are probably Halloween-oriented.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, here we go. Now you're in charge. It's your segment. This is Larry. Hello, Larry. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill. AM and the PM.
All right. Tina, it's all yours.
Okay. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Tina.
I'm going to ask the question, and then we'll go around the room, and they will answer. And you can agree with one of the three guys, or you can disagree with all three guys.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I am ready.
Okay. The first question is: what was the name of the hotel in The Shining? And this time we'll start with Dan.
Oh, man. The Overlook.
Oh, the California.
Holiday Inn.
Okay, Larry.
I will go with none of them.
Well, you should have gone with Dan. It is the Overlook.
It's the Overlook?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry.
I'll go with Dan.
No, too late, Larry. Too late, Larry. Sorry.
Thank you for playing,
right.
Larry.
Thanks, Larry. Have a good weekend.
Loser Larry strikes again.
That's all right.
See you next week, Larry.
Take care, Larry. All right. When you said you should have trusted one of them, I thought, holy crap, was it really the Hotel California? There's no chance. This is Mark right here. Hey, Mark, good afternoon.
Hey, AM and the PM.
All right.
Hallelujah. Okay, Mark, this is another question kind of based on maybe scary movie, Halloween-y kind of thing.
Okay.
You ready? The question is, in Friday the 13th, what was Jason's last name? And we're going to start with Bill this time. Jason's last name from Friday the 13th. It was Jason something.
Jason Roberts. Roberts.
Ian?
Jason Voorhees.
Dan?
Jones.
Okay, Mark, do you want to go with one of these guys?
Yeah, dude, I'll go... Let's go with Peon.
That's correct. Yay! It is Voorhees, Jason Voorhees. And go, Mark.
That's one. Yep. That's one.
All right. Next question. What superstar made his feature film debut in 1984's A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, my goodness. All these Halloween things.
Okay. We're going to start with...
Repeat it one more time.
Okay. What superstar made his feature film debut in 1984's A Nightmare on Elm Street? That's the Freddy Krueger movie. And he was pretty young back then, but he's a pretty big star right now. We'll start with Ian.
George Clooney.
Damn, that's what I was
going to
say.
Dan. Oh, I was
going to
say.
Did you just say the
damn one? Oh, no.
Man,
Bill. Jeez, boy, we figure out now he's got a little temper now.
Take this trivia seriously.
Jason Alexander.
I will say a big star, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Real big star. John Travolta.
Okay. Mark, do you want to go with one of those, or do you disagree with all three?
I'll go with Peon.
Oh, Mark, Mark, Mark.
Oh, okay, I take that back.
too late.
It was actually Johnny Depp.
Ooh, I had the John part right.
Wow. Johnny Depp, really?
Oh, man.
Sorry, okay. Mark.
Okay. All right, nice try, Mark. Have a good weekend.
I never would have guessed Johnny Depp.
What, do you know what his role was in that movie?
He was one of the guys that was being traumatized by Freddy Krueger.
Wow. Who is that? All right. Up next, this is David. Hello, David.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, David. David. All right, David. Another question here in the scary venue. This one I think is pretty darn easy. So what was the name of the motel in Psycho? And who's first this time, Dan?
The Bates.
The Six.
It's just the Six?
Motel the Six. The Motel Six. Get it? Motel Six.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
The Jones Hotel.
David, do you want to...
Nobody.
You're picking none of the above?
Okay, we're...
The above.
Well, you should have picked Dan, because it is the Bates Hotel.
That's what Dan.
All right. Oh, man.
Maybe nobody wants to pick me, and I've had
David.
A couple of...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something about you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay.
People want to go in the other direction.
I know.
Hey, John, good afternoon.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, John.
How much, John?
All right, John. This one is not about scary movies or anything. This is kind of a history question.
Oh, great. We're screwed.
What is the minimum age you have to be a U.S. senator in the United States? And we will start with Bill.
35?
Ian?
32.
30.
Okay, John. Do you trust one of these guys?
Well, I'm just going to say I don't... trust any of them.
Dan had it correct again.
Oh, man. What did Dan say?
30.
It is 30. Okay.
Thanks for playing, John.
35 for president.
Right? Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Dan Strauss running away with it. This is Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
It's Laura.
Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, guys and gals.
All right, Laura. This one is about the Gateway Arch. It's right downtown in St. Louis. How tall is the Gateway Arch? And who goes first this time?
Doesn't
Bill?
Matter.
I think I went first last time.
Okay,
oh.
Ian?
660 feet.
Dan?
630.
640.
All right. Laura, do you want to agree with one of these guys?
I agree with Dan.
He's right.
Oh.
Wow, Dan. Good grief.
And no building downtown can be taller than 630 feet.
Okay.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, quit rubbing it in there, smarty pants.
Okay. Laura, this is a category I made up. It's called, Is There a Doctor in the House?
Oh, man.
And it's about doctors on TV or in a movie or something like that. And I'm going to name the doctor, and you say the name of the TV show or the movie. Okay?
Okay.
All right, the first doctor is Dr. Heathcliff Cliff Huxtable. I need the name of the TV show or the movie that Dr. Huxtable was featured in. So, Dan, you go first.
The Cosby Show.
What? I will say he was a doctor in Footloose.
Trapper John, M.D.
Laura, do you agree with one of these guys?
It was a Cosby Show. I'm not sure who the first person was that said that.
That was Dan. That's right.
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, that's two.
By the way, I think Peon and I both knew that, just so everybody knows.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'll just throw that out there.
All right. Okay, this one will be just a little bit harder then.
Ooh.
This doctor is featured on a TV show and a movie, and this doctor's name is Dr. Claw.
Dr. Claw?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there a Dr. Claw and Inspector Gadget? Does that count to the TV show?
Yeah,
yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Inspector Gadget.
Trapper John, M.D.
Dan?
Family Ties.
Laura?
I'm going to go with Inspector Gadget.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, way to go, Bill.
Is that three? That was three.
Did you get three, Laura?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
We're not supposed to have a winner. We don't have prizes.
That's not how this game works.
Well, Laura, I have no idea what you've won, but I bet it's exciting. If you want to hang on and give Dan your information, we'll tell you what you've won, okay?
I sure will, and I'm AMing the PM.
All right.
Do we want to do a few more
thank you,
questions?
Laura. Yeah, sure, why not?
We can do another round or two.
All right.
Yeah.
Are we taking calls, or are we going to do it just with us?
No, we have people online.
Okay.
On hold. Right.
Well, you know, I don't know how many prizes we have.
We have lots of mugs.
Oh, I'm sure Dave wants to play now for those mugs. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going, gang?
All right.
Good, Dave.
Good.
All right.
All right, we're stuck on doctors, Dave.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
Dr. Joe Gannon. It's a television show, I will tell you that.
Facts of Life.
Dr. Joe Gannon.
Mm-hmm.
Emergency.
I'll say Guiding Light.
All right, Dave, do you want to go with one of those, or do you want to disagree with all three?
I'll disagree with all three.
That's a good guess, Dave. It's Medical Center. It was Chad Everett who played Dr. Joe Gannon on Medical Center.
Never heard of it.
All right, here's a doctor on another television show, and his name is Dr. Adam Bricker. Ian, you want to go first on this one?
I just went first last time.
Okay.
I'll go. Adam Bricker.
Mm-hmm.
ER.
Dan, Dr. Adam Bricker.
Adam Bricker?
Mm-hmm.
What's the word? What's the... MASH.
Scrubs.
Mm. All right, Dave. Do you want to go with any of those?
Yeah, I'll go with ER.
No, Dave. There was none of those. He was the doctor on The Love Boat.
Oh, The Love Boat.
Oh, that's right. Adam Bricker.
That'll teach you, Dave. Don't go with me.
Oh, thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Take care.
The Love Boat.
I think Lon is back. The Lon Ranger.
Soon we'll be making another run.
I actually did used to. I love that theme song.
Promises something for everyone.
Are we going to sing
that? Set a course for adventure.
You're going to have to stop. He's going to grab the reins here. Come on.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Lon.
Lon, what's going on?
Are you there?
Oh, I don't blame it.
Lon
hung up. He wanted nothing to do with this. Wow, way to go, you guys.
All right, you want me to just ask you guys these things?
Yeah, we got in a couple minutes.
All right, we're just going to go with the... Huh?
Oh,
go ahead, Tina.
I want to go with Sean.
Okay.
We got Sean here.
Sean? All right, Sean.
Sean?
This will be it.
Sean, save this horrible show. What's going
on,
man? How you doing?
Pretty good over here.
All right.
Hello.
No, Dan. No, Dan.
Okay, Sean. This doctor is Dr. Abby Lockhart. What TV show was she featured on? Who wants to go first? Bill?
All right. Dr. Abby Lockhart. I will say... I'll pick Scrubs.
Grey's Anatomy.
Medical Center.
Sean, do you trust any of these guys?
We'll go Grey's Anatomy.
Ah, no, Sean. It was ER.
ER.
Maura Tierney.
Thank you. I am in a PM.
All right. Thanks, Sean. All right. Oh, I do.
All right, I'm just going to ask you guys now.
All right.
You might know this one, Ian. Dr. Hibbert.
Oh, Family Guy.
Really?
Dan, do you think it's Family Guy?
Mm.
Dr. Julius Hibbert.
Julius Hibbert?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He used to host with the Larry Connors on
Channel 4.
No, that was Julius Hunter.
Oh. Sorry.
It's actually The Simpsons.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right, there you go.
That was one of those cartoons.
Okay. This is like my favorite movie in the whole world. Okay? Almost Famous. Did you guys see that movie?
Yes,
with the blonde.
Do you remember the name of the fictitious band?
No.
Oh, no.
No? Dan?
I don't remember.
Stillwater.
Who's the blonde girl that was in that?
She won a Golden Globe for Supporting Actress.
Stillwater was the name of the band?
Mm-hmm.
But what was the girl's name?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking
me. She won
me.
A Golden Globe for Supporting Actress.
I can picture
actress.
Her face. And she got a famous mom, too, right?
Uh-huh.
Kate Hudson. That's
yep.
it. Dang it.
Okay,
all right,
that's
go.
All.
All right, nice job. Very nice. Yeah. Tina Dalpiez.
Those are good questions.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
And we had a winner.
She kind of showed me up a little bit there.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's all right. Nice job, Tina.
Some of them were easy.
Not well. See, I don't watch a lot of the doctor's shows, so I wasn't very good at that. But then again, had you asked any other category, I wouldn't have been very good at that either.
Right. All right.
Well, yeah, like the age of the senator.
Exactly. Yeah. But I know now.
The height of the arch.
30. I wonder if the...
Did you know the height of the arch?
You know how many windows are in the arch?
No, I don't. 20?
32. Oh, 16 on each side.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe 10 on each side.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back.
32.
Mike Evans will join us in just a few moments on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic sponsored by John Beale Roofing and with your Golden Oaklandine Airborne Traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Did I hear you say that Stillwater was a fictitious band?
Well, in the movie Almost Famous, they were fictitious. They weren't named after the real band Stillwater.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Mindbender, out on a limb.
Wow. To you.
Hey, good news. They've opened up all lanes each direction on Highway 270 between the canal and the Chain of Rocks Bridge, but that doesn't make eastbound drivers any happier because you're jammed up just a little bit east of McDonald. It's one solid jam almost to the canal bridge. Still backed up to 203 to the canal bridge on westbound traffic. Looking at westbound 70 now, a little bit slow from 370 out through T.R. Hughes. Southbound 270, that's getting better. You're heavy olive down through Doherty Ferry. We do have an accident westbound 70 now near Union that has a lane blocked. Eastbound 70 is still slowing from Adelaide up through St. Louis Avenue. Eastbound 40, that's jamming up 141 through Mason. And you're heavy 170 through Big Bend. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers, Toyota owners. With Toyota, dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Area Toyota dealer for factory-recommended service performed by Toyota technicians. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
A little politics with our good friend, Mr. Sam Donaldson from ABC News. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, McGraw.
Explain to me this Herman Cain dust-up. What's going on here?
Weekday mornings at 6.
He sounds convincing, but all of the people that are trying to look at it and come up with the numbers from what he says the plan is have been able to find any numbers that match his. I mean, come on, Herman, give me a break, would you?
The Big 550.
Don't look at the man behind the curtain.
KTRS.
This is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Mizzou Tigers. You're listening to the Big 550 KTRS.
And the Big 550 is your exclusive home for everything Mizzou. Monday night at 7 p.m., it's Tiger Talk with Gary Pinkle on KTRS. We'll talk about who's hot and who's not, the results of last weekend's game, and the outlook for the next matchup on the schedule. The Tigers are here on
the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Hi, I'm Stacy.
And I'm Michelle.
And we're Hooters Girls. We want to talk to you about an epidemic sweeping the country.
It can strike at any time.
Without warning.
Without pity.
It could happen to you.
Or a friend.
Or the friend of a friend.
Or the friend of a friend of a friend.
Okay, that's enough. I think they get it.
Right.
We're talking about
chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Not just any wings.
Bad wings.
Not good wings.
Wings served by restaurants that wish they were Hooters.
But sadly, are not.
Hooters has been serving our nearly world-famous chicken wings
since 1983.
1983? That's a long time.
Don't let bad wings happen to good people.
Trust the original.
Trust Hooters.
Hooters Nearly World Famous Wings, breaded or naked, featuring 15 great sauces, including our new Chipotle Honey Blazing Bourbon Glaze and Habanero Barbecue. On Monday nights, enjoy all-you-can-eat wings, just $10.99.
Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, you'll find Eureka, Missouri, the home of Byerly RV, as well as a myriad of interesting shops, campgrounds, and restaurants, not to mention Six Flags. Eureka is the gateway to the Ozarks and points west. And Byerly RV is there to outfit you for great vacation adventures with motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent trailers, and the largest RV parts store in 200 miles. Come see us, but allow time to explore Old Town Eureka. We found it, just a beautiful 15-minute ride from I-270 west on I-44. Byerly RV.
For the rest of your
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your your family. Show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there for the rest of your life.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform with today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website at thomasstairs.com, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Leon, and I believe you deserve healthy teeth and gums. At Arnold Dental Arts, our goal is to help our patients reach the best level of craniofacial and dental health that they can. We provide the full range of general dental services for individuals and families, including single-visit CEREC crowns, cosmetic procedures, mercury-free fillings, gum disease therapy, including the PerioProtect system, TMJ therapy, oral surgery, and orthodontics. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff delivers personalized attention in a gentle and caring atmosphere. We strive to improve the overall health of our community, one patient at a time. Call my office today at 636-296-6885 and speak to Connie, our scheduling coordinator, about an appointment. You can also visit us on the web at www.arnolddentalarts.com.
Get in the zone!
As night arrives earlier, good visibility is even more important. So don't let dim or burned out headlights leave you driving in the dark. Now at AutoZone, get $10 off a twin pack of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra headlight bulbs after mail-in rebate. See store for restrictions and details. Silver Star Ultra bulbs are up to 50% brighter than standard halogens, so you'll see better. Stay safe with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
It is indeed Aloha Friday. Check in with Mike Evans. He is in Southern California. And he's brought to you every day about this time for the good folks at Thompson Price. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. Online at thompsonprice.com. And here he is, everybody. A happy Aloha Friday to the one and only Mike Evans.
Give it up. A very pleasant good day. Boy, horrible weather here in Southern California. In Palm Springs, it drizzled for about 5 minutes, and it was only 70.
Wow, that is
bad
for
you. Come on now. How are we expected to deal with this kind of behavior? It's just terrible. Pop quiz question. What did Johnny Depp and Britney Spears have in common? No, that's not it. And it's not herpes either. Do they collect antique dolls? Are they gourmet cooks? Are they running in the Sunday New York Marathon? Answer in just a minute. Well, the jury is now has the case for Dr. Conrad Murray. No verdict so far today, and court will close in about 19 minutes. So I have a feeling it'll be moved on, and they'll go back to deliberation on Monday. Longer it goes, the better it looks for Conrad Murray, although I still think it's most likely guilty. Second choice would probably be hung jury. Then the state would have to decide whether or not they would retry. Hot scoop, I have learned from an impeccable source that Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, has several auditions for movie parts in the next 30 days.
Wow.
She's been taking acting lessons since she was 10. She's now 13. She's a very cute little girl. And you heard it here first. So when you hear in a 6 months from now that she's doing a movie, you remember that you heard it here first. Got a TV review for it. Do you like westerns?
Sure.
Hang on. Let me ask you something real quick about Michael's kids. Are they pretty normal kids? Thinking about they came from Michael Jackson, for God's sakes, and lived with him. Are they pretty normal? Because you don't hear anything really bad about them.
Well, first of all, when it comes to Paris, and I bet her parents, whoever they are, must be proud. But that's another story completely. See what I did there?
They're no relation.
Please silence.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Paris and Prince, from what I've heard, are a couple pretty normal kids. Blanket is a bit odd. Very solemn. Doesn't laugh very much. Doesn't seem very happy. And
kind of a wet blanket.
With a name like Blanket.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Exactly.
You know, wet blanket.
Oh. I like that. I thought wet blanket was good.
Thank you.
Good
well,
job.
That's good though.
Hell on Wheels is the name of a TV show that will debut Sunday. Hell on Wheels was the real name of a mobile tent city where the workers lived who used to build the railroads that connected the East to the West many, many years ago, back in the Old West, from churches to saloons, doctors to prostitutes. This was a working Western town. This is the name of this new show. Anson Mont plays the main character, an ex-Confederate soldier, man of very few words, looking for revenge, and boy, he is mad. Colin Meaney plays the other main character, who in real life, his character was a railroad stockholder, very greedy man, and one of the real villains of the show. Love Westerns. This is really well written. It's called Hell on Wheels, the AMC Network, Sunday night, 4 stars.
Wow.
You going to watch it?
Four stars? How can you not watch it?
Got to watch that, man. Odds and ends. So the rumors are getting louder and louder that Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush are seeing each other again. So that's getting louder and louder. So you contact the Kardashians' mouthpieces, their publicists, and they say, quote, the rumor's not true. 100% false. Which reminds me, last week when we called over there to find out about the divorce, they said, rumor's not true. 100% false.
Why do they even need publicity? I mean, who are these people? Why do the people even care about the Kardashians?
Well, you know that they're lying if their lips are moving. I mean, that's... no sense even calling because all they do is lie anyway. Same exact quote from the story from last week, and the story last week, of course, was completely true. 100% true. So, no sense even calling them. Answer to the pop quiz question, Johnny Depp, Britney Spears, what do they have in common, collecting antique dolls, gourmet cooks, or they're running to the New York Marathon Sunday?
Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe they're running.
Antique dolls.
Dolls.
I can't see either of them running. So I will also say dolls, Mike.
Yeah, they collect antique dolls.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it for many, many years since they were kids. And finally.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Aloha Friday. Oh, we're to Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday.
Come on, Rams. You got to win another game now.
Lily Yokalani, Lani, okay. Look who in the car. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Kill away, Kamaki, Kaka, hoo. Why, another Kamaki, Kaka, hoo, hoo, hoo. Wow. Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Ona Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
There's Mike Evans. He's brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. Peon before the show and I were talking about this bat scavenger hunt, and I don't know if I'm like maybe the last person on planet Earth to have heard of this. Probably so.
I haven't heard of it.
Oh, you didn't? Right after the World Series win?
Somebody yesterday.
It was the Louisville Slugger did a bat drop-off around the city. They dropped off. They had 45 commemorative World Series bats in random St. Louis landmarks. They hid them, and they had clues online. I think you had to follow on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. And I found out later. I found out at the end of the night when they were the last
they'd
one had been found already. But I went back and looked at all the people on Facebook and Twitter. Well, just Facebook because I don't Twitter, but it seemed like there were gobs of people wandering the city all day looking for these bats.
Wow.
It was pretty neat.
Somebody yesterday told me about this, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I guess they do this at the end of every World Series game, or at least recently, in the last few
years.
They
go to the city that
they
wins.
They go to the city, and they hide these bats. Now, are they autographed, or are they just a special collector's
print? No, they just
print.
They look like they were maroon-stained, but it says 1 of 45, so they were special numbered and everything.
Now, where were some of them found?
Oh, you know? I think... there were a couple inside of Dick's Sporting Goods. It was different.
That's a big St. Louis landmark.
I think there was a Lafayette High School they hid. Oh. There was one in a trash can there. It was different things like that where I think there were bigger landmark ones like at, you know, Forest Park somewhere.
KTRS.
Yeah, KTRS.
Probably one here.
But no, it was, I found out, I don't know how everybody heard about it, because I didn't hear about it till it was already over.
Huh, maybe, yeah, it must have been on a website or something somewhere if everybody knew except for us, but there you go, that's cool. Now, you said you don't Facebook, or you don't Twitter. I'm reading this today, and I'll just read you the first part of this article. In an anonymous industrial park in Virginia, in an unassuming brick building, the CIA is following your tweets up to 5 million a day.
Whoa.
Be very careful what you tweet.
I've heard those stories
Twitter.
About people.
Because people are people in the CIA are watching what you say. I'm always very, very well. I shouldn't say. Sometimes I'll rant and rave or whatever about certain things. But there's other things where I will.
You
can. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
right?
That doesn't sound. You can't.
But I would. I would never say anything about. I mean, some of these people like they'll talk about the president or whatever. And you know that they're following. There must be some way that they've got that. You know, whenever somebody tweets or puts something on Facebook
just
about
Twitter?
Certain subject. No, it says just Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And they follow up to 5 million of these a day. I'm not sure how exactly they do that, but that's be very careful what
you
post on the internet.
And your Facebook.
Man, no
kidding. Someone just called and said this is the first year he had heard. This is the first year they did that bat.
Oh, yeah, somebody told me yesterday it was they've done it before, but who knows. All right, we'll take a break. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How are things shaping up, Tim?
Well, they're getting a little bit better, especially on southbound 270. You're just slow now south of Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. But the big jam-up's going to be on westbound and eastbound 270. There was an earlier accident between the canal and Chain of Rocks Bridge eastbound. They've cleared that. You've got almost a 10 to 12-mile backup from McDonald or a little east of McDonald all the way out to the canal bridge eastbound. Westbound traffic, that's loosening its grip now. You're just a little slow in pockets between 203 and the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Southbound 170, that's still jamming up south of Olive down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40, there is an accident. Police are not with it yet. It's just before Highway 141 blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up to Timberlake Manor. But once you get beyond this accident, it looks good until you hit Highway 170 and then eastbound 40, 170 through Big Bend. That's hockey traffic coming in. That's pretty slow. Downtown bridge approaches have thinned out, except for eastbound 70, and that is running slow from approaching Grand through St. Louis Avenue. This traffic report is brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Safe Auto is always looking for ways to encourage uninsured drivers to call for their affordable state minimum coverage. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. State minimum coverage, maximum savings. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
He's won more NCAA Division I basketball games than any other head coach. He is Bob Knight, the speaker for the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer Dinner, Thursday, November 17th at the Ritz-Carlton in Clayton. Book your seat now at what is sure to be a sold-out event by going to stlmgac.com. And at the conclusion of the Mizzou-Niagara basketball game that same night, Sports Night with John Marisak will broadcast live from the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer Dinner right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Assisted Recovery Centers of America, lives are changed every day.
For about 30 years, I ran a very successful business. Toward the tail end of it, it was a bit of a blow to my ego and everything else, and alcohol seemed to make it feel a lot better. It got to be too good a friend, and it started affecting my personal life, my social life, and everybody except me could see that this was going to have a very, very bad ending. I went in a skeptic and came out a believer. The combination of the medications and the emotional support that you're given both through private counseling and through group sessions allowed me to break this addiction.
Break the grip of drug and alcohol addiction. Discover the amazingly effective combination of anti-craving medications and counseling treatment at Assisted Recovery Centers. Make the confidential call now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. The time is now.
Numbers can be used to predict the weather.
Forecast calls for 80 degrees.
Numbers can be used to predict the market. But this weekend, numbers will be used to catch criminals.
You can tell us where the killer lives?
Yeah.
Numbers, the show USA Today calls a high-speed, high-tech mystery.
FBI!
Catch Numbers this weekend. Check your local listings.
Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
At JCPenney this Friday and Saturday, the savings get even bigger with JCP Cash. Get $10 off when you spend just $25. No exclusions. JCPenney.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
All right, almost 6 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS. Large morning show in the afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a good weekend ahead. I'm looking at this thing about women that get married and they refuse to change their last name and they have the hyphenated last name, so they like to take both names. My question would be, when did that first start? Because it almost always used to seem to be anyway that the woman would take the last name of the man she was marrying, and then that was it. And all of a sudden now it's like everybody's got the hyphenated last name. Your wife has the hyphen, if you don't mind me throwing this out there. Too late, I've already done it.
No, she doesn't.
No, you don't have both names. Oh, okay. Well, then I apologize.
No,
and
yeah,
I think
no,
sometimes. She took your last name.
Yep.
I think sometimes it happens.
Like we have Dawn Meadows. Isn't she Dawn Meadows Dixon?
Dawn Meadows Dixon.
That's both last.
I think it's been going on for probably 80 years or more.
A long time, but I think a lot of women started doing that if they were the only girl in the they didn't have brothers or anything, someone to carry on the family name.
They didn't want to lose the name?
Yeah.
I bet it was really big back in the 60s.
See, if that happened to me, I don't know if I would be offended necessarily, but I don't know. Maybe you would think, well, what, is my last name not good enough for you?
I don't remember
why
hearing.
Why should you change?
What do you mean, why should you change?
Why should the gal have to change?
Well, because you're becoming a family. You're becoming like a...
why didn't the guy change to the girl's name?
What did that become?
That's not how it works, lady.
Oh, maybe it's time to change.
No, I don't think so. I think we...
We've come to an impasse.
No, I don't know. I guess I think that was
I've
right
heard
because
that
it's
some
always
guys
been
have
that
taken. There's actually been some guys. Not anybody I know, but I've read online that there have been some men that have taken the woman's name.
Yeah.
Well, and if it was online, it was probably true.
Yeah, that's right. You know everything's true online.
You know how that works. So that was something I was reading.
Now, if it's somebody famous like you, I'm sure the gal would want to take.
Oh yeah, yes. Yeah. You want my last name? I had somebody come up to me maybe a month or two ago, and they said, "Bill Cleveland, is that your real name? who makes up a name like Bill Cleveland?" Which, by the way, I believe it used to be Cleveland, and then somewhere along the line, somebody 100 years ago or whatever changed it to Cleveland. So there are actual. It's spelled the same way, Cleveland, C-L-E-V-L-E-N, but they pronounce it Cleveland.
They wanted to differentiate it from the city, maybe?
Well, no, there's no D in my name.
Well, right? No, but it sounds, if you say Cleveland, it sounds
Cleveland,
like Cleveland.
Yeah,
you know, the D
saying.
Is not really pronounced on there.
No, they changed it to differentiate themselves from Bill.
Yeah, they didn't want to be. They knew.
The rest of the family all has Cleveland, and Bill's the only one.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, wait a minute.
Even his dad.
It's
yeah,
different.
His dad changed.
It's difficult to spell for some reason. Now, you guys have a pretty last, pretty easy. Well, no, yours.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you're not
maybe
the right
you know what? Maybe I am the easiest one to spell out of this group. All right. There you go. You guys got big weekend plans? Anything? Is your band playing this weekend?
No.
Nope.
No, we're not, but we could, if anyone out there is looking to hire a band, we're...
It's a segue. I'm going to give them a free plug.
We
roll out of here this afternoon.
We are available.
All right.
Any time in November, any weekend in November you want.
Except the 12th, I can't.
Yeah, next weekend I can't do it either.
Hey, everybody, you got that out there?
Yeah.
Any other weekend. You got all that? You got all those
12th.
Details?
You try to be nice, and then look what happens.
All right. Henry's Humans on Facebook, that's where we are.
All right, there you go. Coming up, Steve, no, it's not Steve Cochran. What goes on here on Friday?
We don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Might be sports.
Jim Huer.
Hey, what comes, you guys know what happens on the show after us?
Is it Jim
Nobody
Huer?
Knows. This is so sad. This is so sad. Well, you
something,
know what?
There is going to be an
Steve's on Friday.
I bet it's fantastic, whatever happens after 6 o'clock here on the Big 550. Franco Pinney will be back on Monday, and boy, will he have some stories from Las Vegas. You'll want to tune in for that. Bill Cleveland and the crew signing off. Have a great Friday night, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.